time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this filing Tuesday deadline, April 23rd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got some technical difficulties happening. We're trying to get Ian Murphy connected from the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Get him on the show here shortly. As soon as I see him go green, we'll add him into the show. Greatly appreciate him as a sponsor. Greatly appreciate him fighting the good fight against the health department and other bureaucratic agencies. Kind of anxious to hear whether or not Judge Hunter has issued his ruling yet. So we're excited. We are looking forward to the conversation with Ian. Got a couple of text messages that came in during the break. John Palmer over in Onaway, Onaway school board member, says, "You're going to Lansing, baby. Woohoo!" Not so fast. Not so fast. We have to see by 4 o'clock today if somebody files against me as a Democratic candidate for the 104th House seat. There's Ian. We'll get him into the show right now. If nobody files, I'm the candidate for the Democrats. No need to vote for me on August 6th. Don't vote for me on August 6th. Because I'll be unopposed, I will automatically be the candidate for the 104th House District. So do not vote for me in the 104th House primary. If I am unopposed, I'm their candidate. And then I'll be running against John Roth, the Republican, in November. That's when some of you Republicans can cross over and vote for me. Just joining us on the show right now is Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, sir. Whoa. We had you for a second, and then we dropped you. Where's your microphone? Let's see. He's connected. I think we need to do a mic adjustment. Ian, if you could go to those three black dots and click on more and check your audio video settings. Make sure that your microphone is connected into the board. Greatly appreciate that. I think we're having technical difficulties. Continuing on here.
Can you hear me now?
Now we got you, brother. Good morning.
Man, I'll tell you, it's like a Monday on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday. You know, because it was so funny. I was having technical difficulties with the Simple Radio app and the website for the radio station. And our engineer, Dale Reynolds, ran out there and had to reboot things. So, yeah, all kinds of computer glitches. Love technology when it works and hate it when it doesn't.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I did want to talk to you today about the court case and find out if Judge Hunter had issued his ruling, his opinion yet.
He has not. I am very surprised that he hasn't. we thought that he had ruled or something had come down the other day. We got a notice of request for transcript. And on this notice, the health department had checked the box for whatever it is, appellee or appellant, indicating that they were the party that was going to be appealing. Now, upon further inspection of this form, it was actually dated the day after the hearing. So the next day, they had requested a transcript, and just it didn't make its way to us till Friday.
Gotcha. So you thought perhaps the ruling came down in your favor, and that's why they were filing the papers to appeal.
Yeah, so I went over to the courthouse and had them check the file, and so far, and this was Friday, there has been nothing. Usually these things come through right away in email. Not always, but 99% of the time, so.
Very good, very good. Well, we appreciate that update. I've got other questions for you lined up because somebody wants to know about our activities, different events coming up to the Iron Pick this year. They want to attend this year. They don't want to miss them like they did last year. So we'll be talking more. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pick Smokehouse. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Varner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, staying on through the break, is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Ian, I got a couple of text messages because I'm kind of getting everybody trained about events. We've got Lincoln Day dinners, Reagan Day dinners. We got all kinds of things happening. Friend of mine, Patriot brother Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad is going to be in Posen on Saturday, May the 11th, joining the Presque County Republicans. But you always put together a lot of events there at the Iron Pig throughout the summer. And people are asking me basically, hey, when is the events going to be? We want to put them on the calendar. Does Ian have anything figured out yet? So we're going to kind of put you on the spot this morning.
No, that's fine. I appreciate that. And it's actually it's wonderful timing. You know, behind the scenes, you'd think that we had planned this all. So we just got word. The big date for everybody to put on their calendar is going to be Saturday, July 6th. That's when we're having our big concert series here again. We may kind of rebrand it towards Brisket Fest this year, because last year it was Fuel Fest, which has sort of been an extension of our podcast, Freedom, Unity, Entertainment, and Liberty is sort of the acronym for Fuel. And this year we're going to make it a free concert. That is the plan right now. We've got a couple of artists lined up. I'm not going to mention who they are because we are adding more. And there's one particular artist that people in the Gaylord area and Northern Michigan especially will know. I'm hoping that we get this gal landed. But July 6th, Saturday, we're going to do the beer run, the chocolate milk run, the rib eating contest again. All the fun things that we did around July 4th last year, we're going to do again, but we're going to do it even better this year. And there, you know, there's always probably going to be a little bit of a political element to that, being that it is an election year. And of course, we are known for standing up against the government, and that's going to be a bit of a celebration of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, that's exactly 1 month before the August 6th primary.
Exactly.
So that's going to be good news. And also, I don't know if you heard the news, Christian Marcus, a longtime Patriot friend of mine over here in Antrim County, filed against Ken Borton yesterday.
Yeah, Christian stopped by, so I do business with Christian and other matters, his day job, if you will.
Yeah.
But he popped by yesterday and told me that he had officially filed to run against Ken, and I wish him the best of luck. You know, I have supported Ken in the past. I've supported Ken's opponents in the last election, not because Ken isn't a nice guy or a good guy, but because, in my opinion, he didn't do enough for us restaurants in the immediate aftermath and since, like he had sort of promised back in January of 2021, just after he had been elected that fall. So, I mean, it's not an attack on his character, but I'm glad to see that somebody's running. I always like to see, I don't like to see unopposed races, I guess is what I mean.
Like a little bit of competition, do you?
A little, yeah, you know, I mean, that's how our founding fathers had intended it, you know, these citizen legislators.
Yep.
And I think that we've kind of gotten away from that. And that may be a little bit of another quote unquote complaint of mine, maybe about Ken Borton, is that, you know, he hasn't for me, he hasn't done much for our district. But, you know, this is a lens that I look through, and I understand that there are people that think differently, and I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, we all supported him. It was funny. I'll actually forward to your phone a picture. This past Saturday was 4 year anniversary of a photo. You know how your memories pop up on your phone?
Yeah.
4 years ago today, and I clicked on it. I'm like, what the heck happened 4 years ago today? And we were over in the Gaylord area at a location that Ken was holding his basically his initial kickoff of his campaign, and his wife, of course, standing next to him. And in the background, there's me and Vicky, and there's Tom Stillings, and there is Christian and Annette Marcus, along with Sherry Hogan and Greg Valerio and John and Dina Sumner and all the Patriots of Antrim County standing behind Ken. And I texted it to Christian, and I said, isn't it amazing how quickly things change?
Yeah. And, you know, again, my whole thing with Ken was that he stood on a stage when we had our freedom rally back in January 2021 and promised to go to Lansing and protect and help out, you know, these restaurants that were being shut down.
Yeah.
And it's my understanding, and I haven't seen the bill or the language or a bill number, but he did tell me, came into the restaurant, Ken Borton, a few weeks ago around St. Patty's Day, and said that they are introducing a package of bills. Basically, in short, standing behind his word that he gave me 4 years ago that we're going to curb these powers and we're going to try and get some of the money back to these restaurants and other businesses that were fined during the pandemic. I have not heard a whole lot about that. I know we discussed it before, and it especially now with this trifecta again, you know, it's most likely not going to go anywhere. But to me, that's not the point. You should do it.
You should do it anyway because it's the right thing to do. But most importantly, what does the Democrats have to run on this year? That this is exactly, you bring up a perfect point, because Republicans could go and knock on doors and say, look, these are the bills we've introduced. You know, we're going to break up the monopoly that DT and Consumer Energy has on 90% of our electric grid, causing our electric bills to go down. We're introducing the bill. Democrats are going to vote against it. Governor Whitmer won't sign it. Here's another package of bills, like Ken Borden just talked about, you know, curbing the governmental control of our restaurants and our bars, hotels. You know, these are the bills we're introducing. Democrats against it. Whitmer won't sign it. At least it gives you something to communicate with the people to say, this is what we stand for. This is what we're willing to introduce.
100%. And that's kind of why I am struggled to understand why, and not just Ken. I don't want anybody to think that I'm particularly picking on Ken, because honestly, it's all of the Republican legislators put together. I mean, they've missed the boat on a lot of these things. And this is why the lawfare, if you will, has to happen in the judicial branch, right? Because our legislators aren't getting it done. First, they screwed up when they passed a law back in 1976 that wasn't complete. It came out of the legislature and wasn't complete to limit the gathering of people for any purpose. That is a terrible, terrible law. How did they ever think that that wasn't going to be abused? And here we sit in 2020. It gets used against us. And 4 years later, our legislature in the state hasn't done boo about it. So guess what? I'm still on the aggressive attack trying to get these things done because our legislators aren't.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'd love to see the bill that Ken Borden was referring to, or package of bills, because I don't know if you know or not, but right now, as of 10/23 here on filing day, April 23rd, I'm the only Democrat filed in the 104th House District over against John Roth in the 104th District. And I can guarantee you that I get my hands on that bill. I will sponsor it, if not co-sponsor with Ken and others. But it's got to be bipartisan. Right. You know, the Democrats should be on board with this, too. How many Democrats, state representatives, 56 out of the 110, they have the two-seat majority back. How many of them have restaurant owners in their districts?
Oh,
are you kidding me?
All of them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, every district. So why would the Democrats not be supportive of this bill that relieve the businesses in their district of these problems and mandates that you're facing?
I'll tell you why. One simple word: accountability. If they introduce this package or any package that would try to do such things, it would be an admission that everything that they had done and advocated for the last X amount of years with regards to the pandemic and shutdowns and mandates was wrong. They fundamentally will not do that. Randy, this is why we still see people wearing masks, driving alone in cars.
Yeah.
The indoctrination is set in so hard. Then when you add on top of it peer pressure and your political pressure, peer pressure, these people are not going to admit any wrongdoing whatsoever. In fact, it's the exact opposite. These are the things that kept people alive in Michigan, Randy. That's the way these people are thinking.
Mm.
So you're never going to get them to co-sponsor anything that might run counter to their narrative that they've been pushing. It's just not going to happen.
Well, if all the Democrats are forced to vote for me in November and only 12% of the Republicans cross over and vote for me instead of John Roth, I'm going to Lansing for the next 2 years, and I'm going to introduce it as a Democrat. It's got to happen. It's got to stop. We've got to rein in government in Lansing, and these people have to know that, you know, there's going to be new people coming to Lansing that are going to support these type of bills, both Republicans and Democrats, working together, Ian, to basically fix the state of Michigan.
That's right. And ultimately, at the end of the day, you have the judicial branch of the United States of America. The ultimate court, the Supreme Court, is signaling in half a dozen cases in the last couple of years about the separation of powers and reining in the great power that the executive branch has. And that's exactly what we're talking about. Still in this lawsuit that we filed and had a hearing on a couple weeks ago, it's all about that ready and available power that still sits there to this day.
Amen. Well, we're going to be pushing these issues. I gave the interview to MERS News Service when I filed driving back from Lansing. And I told them I'm running basically as a JFK Democrat. I don't care about abortion. I don't care about gay marriage. I don't care about any of that garbage. I care about business things that would fix the state of Michigan, make us more competitive, make it easier for businesses to stay open, attract more businesses, lower the cost of living. This is where it needs to go. What Democrat and what Republican would be against lower the cost of living and making it easier for businesses in their district to survive?
Right. You wouldn't think a single one of them. But these are the same people that are trying to introduce a package to tax short-term rentals, as in VRBOs and Airbnbs. Now, this is a very big hot-button topic right even here in Gaylord.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, as a free market person, don't you dare try and tell me what I can and can't do with my property.
Yep, absolutely. 6% excise tax. They're going to have you have to go through inspections of your property, fire extinguishers, carbon monoxide detectors, all kinds of regulation. I mean, you're a property taxpayer.
Yeah, it's a full frontal attack on tourism and hospitality, in my opinion. They don't get it. They just don't get it.
Yep. Well, they see it as a funding revenue source to get their hands into the free market and collect more money for Lansing is basically why they're doing it. And again, all Democrats are the ones that are pushing the bills. Supposedly the Republicans are against it, but we'll wait and see.
Yeah, and to remove local power. Another thing to remove local power and put it to the state, right? That's another issue.
Yeah, absolutely. Lastly, I did want to ask you, summer coming and the sun just popped out as I said that. What are we doing as far as summer hours of operation now heading into the summer tourism season?
They're not going to change much. 7 days a week. We're going to do breakfast Saturday and Sunday, 9 to noon. We're open till 11 on the weekends. Open up 9 a.m. So 9 to noon for breakfast Saturday, Sunday. And then every other day of the week, we're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
11 to 10. Very good. Got that. So, and once we get past this filing deadline, we'll know who the candidates are. Rogers and Justin Amash filed in the Senate race. Supposedly today, Meyer and Pensler is going to file along with Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, who filed 3 weeks ago. So it's going to be an interesting day, and love to get your take on everything next Tuesday about these candidates once we know actually who's in the race.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully we'll have a brief from Judge Hunter that we can talk about and have a lot of good news with that.
Absolutely. Well, again, folks, ironpigsmoke.com is the website. Go there. You can order, carry out. You can do almost anything online there. And Ian, any final thoughts here before I let you go for today?
No, man. I'm just excited to get this spring season, summer season underway. I mean, the golf courses are starting to open up over here. It's going to be an exciting season. I mean, the festival July 6th is going to be awesome, too. I can't wait to talk more about that.
Yeah, we'll be there. And I think I'll try to get into that rib eating contest again.
You should, absolutely. Thanks,
brother. All right, brother. Thank you, man. Again, ironpigsmoke.com, July 6th. Put it in your calendar. Bomb the Hour News. We'll be right back.
Michigan News.